Have been listening to Beth Conan and Rusty Zinn on their new album Ease My Worried Mind. Can't wait to have them in the studio on the show. I don't have a date for that yet, but it's coming up this spring. We just heard In the Mood. So that kind of raised the mood a little bit here at Think Grow Love Radio. We had our first hour where we had our meditation for change, and we heard a story from old time radio about Sarah Josepha Hale, who was the woman who got President Lincoln to nationalize Thanksgiving holiday. Among a few of the things that she did, she was an advocate for women's education in the 1800s, and she was editor of the Godey's magazine, which I mentioned. I found the full archives of this magazine. It is online, and I have a link for that in our show notes. And this show is number 6, and it's the Get Visible, Become a Sought After Expert on podcast show. So head on over there, and you can get a chance to see take a look at that magazine. If you are a history buff or a vintage fashion buff, they've got pictures and everything else. So I'm Yehudit Steinberg. I am your host here at Think Grow Love Radio. We live stream this show. It's live, so you get you can hear us on mutinyradio.fm. Our studios are in the Mission District of San Francisco, California, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. And now I'm going to... Okay, so I also wanted to mention that I love having music on my broadcast, and soon we're going to be syndicated on iTunes, and iTunes is very specific about the kind of music that can be there, so I want to play only royalty-free music on this radio show. And I thought, well, I know a lot of musicians, and they have new albums coming out. So I thought, wouldn't this be great, since this show is about women, business, and lifestyle, that we get some more great women musicians and singers. So I am putting a call out to all the women artists that would like to be featured on the show to send me a sample of their music for us to review. And you can go to our new website, thinkgrowlove.com/contact. I haven't put a link for this up there yet, but if you just go to the contact and the emails there, which is my name, Yehudit, at thinkgrowlove.com, but it'll be a lot easier if you go to the website and you just click and send. So I'm putting that call out to all you great women artists, and I'm digging the blues. I love many different genres of music for this show, and we'll go from there. More about music later. So now we're going to get into a little bit of teaching, and I'm going to do a little talking for approximately 10 to 15 minutes on a subject that is really close and dear to my heart. And that is, I love to interview on podcasts. I have discovered how much I love interviewing other people, and I love being interviewed myself. But, you know, just because it's a passion is sometimes we have so many other things to do that we want to have it as a priority. So the hottest marketing tool today is being interviewed on podcasts. So, you know, everybody knows that podcasts are the new radio, and they're coming out, and podcasts or iTunes are coming out in the new cars. And in just a few years, we're going to have, that's going to be the way you're going to hear radio. It's going to be in its new form, which is podcast. And it's so much easier to get on a podcast than and interviewed than it was to get on terrestrial radio. And if you want to grow your online business, grow your list, grow your influence as an expert in your field, you want to think about being interviewed on podcasts that are listened to by your ideal clients. Here are a few reasons why podcast interviews are the hottest marketing tool du jour for many online entrepreneurs. Now, I was really surprised to hear this, because my mentor and coach, Kimra Luna, it loves webinars, and that's how she kicked off her business. Now, she's now sending out emails and talking to people on live video and telling them how she loves getting interviewed on podcasts. And she is suggesting that if we want to grow our business this year, to get to it and get interviewed on podcasts. So I love to interview people on the show, and I usually have somebody to interview, and we'll be booking, and I'll be talking about that later, a lot of interviews on this show going forward in 2016. So let me get back to Kimra and give a little bit of information about her and why, if she says do, you know, podcast interviews, why it means anything, you know, what's her credibility. Well, Kimra went from welfare to almost $1 million in less than a year from opening her online business. And I remember the first time that I heard about her, I was studying how to blog, and in my blogging class that I had gone to over at Tech Liminal in Oakland, California, I went over there, and during that class, somebody mentioned PicMonkey and that it was this new online tool. And I was looking for an online graphic tool that I could use because I, you know, using Photoshop and all of that, I just didn't want to get into all of that. I could do it, but not, I was not that good at that program. So Kimra offered a free webinar on PicMonkey and how to use it. So I took that, and it was the first time I heard about her, but it was only like the first or second webinar that she ever gave. And then I kept following her, not that closely though, but along around, you know, the 6 months later or so. On my Facebook page, there was something that caught my eye to come to her Freedom Hackers Facebook group community. Now, at that time, that community had less than 1,000 people in it. But I got into the community, and it was just an amazing, very, very helpful. If you asked a question about how to do a technical thing online, because I was growing my online business, you would get answers from people, and she would answer you as well. Well, fast forward, she now has 25,000 members and growing daily in that group, and the group is totally amazing. But for her to come and say that you should really think about being interviewed on podcasts, it really makes a difference. So during her recent email mini course called Get Visible, on day four, she talked about podcasts. And also she was on a few days before on live video on Facebook. She was singing the praises of podcast interviews. And here's why. Because once you secure, listen to this. Once you secure the spot on the interview, all you need to do is turn up, talk about the subjects you are most passionate about, your new book, your course, your program, or, you know, so much more. And that was the prep. So there are some steps. Now, Kimra is experienced at all the new technology, and she's very comfortable in front of a microphone, video camera, and is a branding expert extraordinaire. So I want to be upfront with you and let you know that there is a secret sauce to being a sought-after guest expert interviewee. I mean, there are some things that you need to put together. So if you're totally in the dark about this, but we've got you covered, because here at Think, Grow, Love Radio, we have a program that we are launching in a couple of weeks that will help you to get everything you need in place and to get out there, and you'll be interviewed on our show. And then that will be put on your website with a really beautiful graphic, and you can get your first one done, and you can get some practice before we do the first one, and so you can become comfortable and you'll be all set to go. So let's take a look at some of the tips and actionable steps for you to do to be ready to go pitch your interviews. Number one, you want to research the best podcasts in your area and start listening to them. Where might you find them? Well, the Walmart of Podcasts is on iTunes. Head on over to iTunes and podcasts, and you go to new and noteworthy. You'll see the newer ones that have come out and the ones that are popular, and you can put in the search for what you're looking for, and that will give you a start. The second thing to do is decide what topics you can talk about and write them down. Number three, be professional and prepared with necessary information. Number four, deliver great value to the listener. And number five, be relaxed and open to engaging in a great conversation. So these tips will be on our show note on, and you can go to thinkgrowlove.com/podcast/005. And what we're gonna take just a few minute break, and I'm gonna come back and delve deeper into these five tips for you. Hey, this is Yehudit Steinberg back again with Think Grow Love Radio. And we've been talking about the five tips to get visible on the internet with podcast interviews. And so the first tip that we are going to talk about today is about to research the best podcasts in your area that your ideal client listens to, and to start listening. And you may ask yourself the question, well, where am I going to find this podcast? Well, you can do a Google search, and you would be surprised what comes up with that. But the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes, which is really like the Walmart of podcasts. And there are a gazillion podcasts over there, and you may get a little bit confused. So you want to head on over to the new and noteworthy section. Now, in that section, you will have some of the top podcasts, and you will have some of the newest podcasts, because every new podcast gets a couple of weeks on new and noteworthy. iTunes does that for you. Apple does that for you. So you can search and listen. And so make a list of a couple of podcasts that seem to be in the area that you talk about and that your ideal clients listen to, and that you think that the podcast host would be interested in your topic. And just get familiar and listen and narrow down your list of podcasts to a top three or four of those shows. The key here is you want to match the right show for you and the show, for what you have to offer and the show. I mean, that's pretty simple. And so your checklist is match the right show, research a niche on iTunes, Stitcher, Speaker, and a Google search. And the second on your checklist is start listening to the top shows in your niche and get familiar with their format. And the third on your checklist is to listen to at least 3 to 4 episodes before you are on the show. And that is the way to get started on finding the right podcast for you to get on the show. The second step is to decide what topics you can talk about and write them down. So that's pretty basic. So if you want to be on a podcast, so I think about this as, I mean, this is really old school PR. It's free publicity, folks. You don't have to pay for ads or whatever if you are on the podcast. But you want to make sure that you are going to follow up with the podcast host. And you want to let your people and your list know. Well, I'm jumping ahead of myself here. So first thing you need to do is you need to decide what it is that you can talk about and list a couple of questions that you want to be asked about those different topics. And later on, we're going to talk about the one sheet, which is what you're going to hand to the podcast host who is going to interview you. So you need this information up front. The other thing that goes into this number two, which is kind of a sub, is you want to have your story. Everybody has a story. And really, when it comes to when it comes to radio, we don't want to be we don't want to be just talking about information too long. Well, and podcasts. So you want to make it interesting and you want to have a story, and that needs to be put together. So we'll be back in a moment and I'll go over the next three tips, which is be professional and prepared with necessary information and deliver great value to your listener and be relaxed and open to engaging in a great conversation. So we'll be just right back. This is Think Grow Love Radio with Yehudit Steinberg, and let's... Hey, this is Yehudit Steinberg back with Think Grow Love Radio, and we've been talking about the five tips to be a guest expert on podcast, being interviewed on a podcast. So welcome back. And we're on the third tip, which is to be professional and prepared with necessary information. So that includes a high-res professional headshot, your bio in third person, suggested questions prepared, interview topics, and provide your website, upcoming events and programs with dates and location, and most important, the right equipment and how to use it, especially if you are a remote guest that is going to be on Skype or some other form of recording, live audio or video, and you want to have the right microphone and headset and the right environment. It should be noiseless. So there's a number of things that we're going to go over in future topics about this. Now, I want to bring one point to the forefront. I can't tell you how many requests I've received that the potential interviewee doesn't have a media page or even a media bio. So many of the about pages today are focusing and directing dialogue to our ideal clients that we forget to have a short two or three sentence bio in third person that an interviewer can just copy and put into their show notes so that they can introduce you the way you want to be introduced. If we have to hunt around for information on you, we'll probably go on to the next interviewee who is pitching to us because we don't have a lot of time. We don't have extra time to go find this information that is really important for you to prepare and to have all the information that we need on what the industry, the podcast industry, calls a one page. So we'll go over all this information with all of our students during our program, and I'll have information on that coming up in a future show. So your checklist, what you want to include on your one sheet is to create a standard one sheet. This and list the topics that we just talked about. List some questions and make it easy to contact you. Have information on your website, on your Facebook page, and have links to your social media and on your site as well. The equipment you need for good quality audio is to invest in a quality mic and learn how to use it. Turn off all the ringers on your phones and smartphones. Find a quiet place when it's time to have the interview and test equipment before the show. And here's a big tip, super tip. Practice and become comfortable with the technology. And do a sample interview. If you are new to the platform, Skype, Blab, Zoom, or Hangout, whatever the platform you are being interviewed, practice and be comfortable with this technology. So I want to tell just a little sidebar story here about one of the mentors that I work with, and I'm not going to mention her name, but I was on a Periscope, and she was talking to us about how she was so bummed that she was interviewed by Chris Brogan, who, if any of you know, he's been an online marketer and mentor and trainer and so he's pretty big, and to get interviewed with him on his show and have it on his website, that's big for you because you're going to get a lot of visibility if you have a chance to be interviewed by Chris Brogan. And to have that chance and then not to have be familiar with the equipment, not to, and to have a bunch of noise going on in the background and what have you, her show was never aired. So these tips I'm giving you are really, really cool, really important for you to be aware of. And don't worry about it, because we've got you covered. This is all going to be part of the training that we're going to be doing with our students and people who want to have interviews on our show here. So the next, let's see. Okay, number four, deliver great value to the listener. You are there to answer questions and give important information the podcast audience wants to hear. Don't worry about how to promote your program. Provide tons of value, and then they will check out your website. Provide a resource PDF download that you can direct the listener to go to while they are on the air. And after the interview, you want to make sure you follow up and stay in touch, build a relationship with the podcast host, and get invited back. Now, the fifth tip is to be relaxed and open to engaging in a great conversation. A great tip of what not to do. Do not answer any question with a yes or no and stop. Do use the host name in the interview. It warms up the conversation and it makes the host look good, and they also will be happy and feel good that you are acknowledging them. Be forthcoming and honest. Be open to dialogue and being candid. Emotional and touching stories are great in the audio world. Remember, your listeners cannot see you, so screen sharing info is best for video, but a compelling story of your struggles to make it as a whatever your expertise is, overcoming obstacles and struggles with your success are great. And be descriptive in your wording so people can create pictures in their mind about your story. Voice techniques and improv. No one likes to hear a monotone, boring speaker. Audio has to be fun, folks. Hope I'm being sort of fun as I'm trying to give this somewhat dry information to you, but it's so necessary for you to know this information if you want to pursue getting out into the world, gaining people joining your list and buying your products and being known out in your business world. It doesn't hurt to take voice and breathing session with a coach. So that's that kind of sums up our five tips on how to get started getting podcast interviews. And next session, we will dive a little bit deeper into how you can get this done and where we can go from here. So it's actually our show is coming to, is just about over for this week. And I wanted to mention, if you like what you are hearing and you want to be part of Think Grow Love Radio community, jump on over to the Facebook group and join our public group, where we offer our members support, answer to questions related to topics we've discussed today and on other podcasts. And you'll find the show notes and resources in our group files in the section on the Facebook group. We'd love to have you. So just go to facebook.com/groups/thinkgrowlove. So our show is just about over for this week. But before we go, I want to leave you with an inspirational thought to take you on your way. Today's inspirations of the week is one of gratitude. We heard earlier the story of how Thanksgiving became a national holiday with Sarah Hale, the editor of Godey's magazine in the 1800s. So I thought it would be appropriate to leave you with some thoughts on gratitude. Gratitude is one of the many positive emotions. It is about focusing on what's good in our lives and being thankful for the things we have. Gratitude is pausing to notice and appreciate the things that we often take for granted, like having a place to live, food, clean water, friends, family, even computer access. It's taking a moment to reflect on how fortunate we are when something good happens, whether it's a small thing or a big thing. Gratitude doesn't just feel good. Making a habit of gratitude can also be good for us. Like other positive emotions, feeling grateful on a regular basis can have a big effect on our lives. Brain research shows that positive emotions are good for our bodies, minds, and brains. And so we close Think Grow Love radio podcast on this note of gratitude and wish you all a week filled with passion, purpose, and profit. This is Yehudit Steinberg, thanking each and every one of you for showing up and listening to our show today. And here's the thought. I am grateful. I am grateful for all the loving and caring people in the world. The unsung heroes. The not so famous, but oh so generous, kind, and compassionate. They give me hope for a better day, a day when all brothers and sisters can live in harmony and are able to handle our differences with grace and civility, a day when we handle our problems. So till next week, have a good one. Okay, I have a minute here, and I want to remind everybody about Mutiny Radio's Comedy Festival coming up starting March 2nd through the 6th. And so you can go to mutinyradio.fm and get all the information on the different shows that are going to be here. It's going to be fabulous. And I'm going to be here on the board with Ariel Asher. We are going to be here on the first night, Wednesday. During that time, we're inviting our lady friends to come and have a great time with us. That night, they have the show from 6 to 7 is Too Much Energy. Thus, from 7 to 8 is Clean Comedy Show. 8 to 9, All Ladies Showcase. 9 to 10, Storytelling, My Favorite Drug. And 10 to 11, Filthy Dirty Comedy Show. So go to mutinyradio.fm to get all the information and buy your tickets early, because we could sell out. All right. This is Yehudit Steinberg, Think Real Love Radio, signing out.
Insomnia, anxiety, stress, chronic pain, depression, nausea, and can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite.
I'm gonna guess waffles.
That is incorrect.
What?
Actually, Alex, the food I'm talking about are cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternative to smoking.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby.
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again.
Then it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking medical marijuana. Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You look like the kind of person who has a sense of humor.
Oh, is the radio talking to me?
No, I'm on an internet podcast.
I'm talking to an internet podcast?
Don't be silly. It's a one-way form of communication. But I don't want you to miss out on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2016 from March 2nd through 6th. And you don't have to. You can buy tickets now on universe.com. With 24 national and international visiting comedians and 20 local hosts, you won't want to miss a thing.
What if I can't be at every show?
Don't worry. All shows will be available for free download at mutinyradio.fm until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast God, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at mutinyradio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control, graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen, graphic design for every need, and live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Did you know that compact fluorescent light bulbs use 60% less energy than regular light bulbs? And that each one saves about 300 pounds of carbon dioxide a year? If all Americans switched to CFLs, we would save more than 90 billion pounds of carbon dioxide. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Muni Radio in San Francisco.
People from all over the Bay Area come to the Lindsay Wildlife Museum to experience close encounters with live wild animals. The museum's living collection features more than 50 species of non-releasable native California animals. Visitors can see and learn about wildlife such as eagles, owls, bobcats, coyotes, reptiles, and other fascinating creatures. The museum's world-renowned